Okay, so the biggest news of the week is undoubtedly the announcement that longtime Republican Speaker Bill Howell will not be running for re-election. What's happened there?
Well, he made a heartfelt speech to the members of the House of Delegates, followed by hours of tributes to the Speaker, both Republicans and Democrats giving speeches. Now, here's Howell announcing his resignation with some of that signature wit that he's known for.
I have really enjoyed serving in this esteemed body, the House of Delegates, for nearly 30 years. It's really been a distinct privilege. And serving as Speaker of the House for almost 15 years has truly been the greatest professional honor of my life. So you can imagine my surprise when I read in the paper this morning.
Now, the Speaker probably wanted to make that announcement himself, but Richmond has really been buzzing about this since the session began, especially the kind of parlor game about who becomes the next Speaker and who takes over the leadership positions after that chain of events. Now, the new Speaker of the House is Kirk Cox, longtime Republican member from Colonial Heights.
Okay, so Howell is out, but Michael, who is Kirk Cox?
Well, he's a former teacher, first elected in 1990 when Democrats were in power at the House of Delegates. He's known as kind of a mainstream conservative, not a bomb thrower, not really divisive. I asked him about the GOP agenda this year of introducing bills they know the governor has already vetoed and is likely to veto again.
Those bills are a minuscule part of what we do. And great budget that just came out yesterday that has great raises for Capitol Police and State Police and holds the line on taxes. And one of the things I've challenged the governor on this, I'd like to see him do is that maybe instead of emphasizing so much what he's vetoing, he'll tell us what he's for.
So has the governor told us what he's for?
Well, Democrats would say yes. McAuliffe has most certainly told us what he's for over and over again. Access to abortion rights, restriction on guns, economic development. But McAuliffe is not running again. He can't. He's got this limitation. And his handpicked successor is Democrat Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam, who's currently in a primary challenge with former Democratic Congressman Tom Perriello. Now, I asked the Lieutenant Governor about the record on the number of vetoes McAuliffe is making. He's about to break the all-time record, Luke, for vetoes, about to break the record previously held by former Governor Jim Gilmore. Now, I asked Northam about why the governor is making so many vetoes, and he responded by listing things the governor just will not stand for.
Discrimination against immigrants, discrimination against the LGBT community, discriminating against women's access to reproductive health care. He has made it perfectly clear that those are not in the best interest of Virginia's economy and that he's going to veto them.
So, Michael, the lawmakers head back to their districts, but they're not quite done yet. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. They have to come back in April for what they call a veto session. The governor gets to make amendments, and the General Assembly will consider the amendments and reject some of them and accept other ones.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.